De novo um sentimento.
In Brazil's election, there are two main contenders. Former President Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva on the left of the political spectrum, and the incumbent Jair Bolsonaro on the right. But a third character is now sharing the spotlight, Brazil's electronic voting system.
Presidente?
O sistema é completamente vulnerável, segundo o próprio TSE.
Brazil's electronic voting machines have been used in every national election for the past two decades and have been considered reliable. But trailing in the polls, Bolsonaro is questioning the technology's integrity, prompting his followers to do the same. They've taken to the streets demanding the return of paper ballots.
If there is no paper trace, how are we to know that the election has not been stolen? Bolsonaro will win on the first round on October 2nd, unless there is fraud.
The president's opponents say Bolsonaro is laying the groundwork to contest the results if he loses.
Bolsonaro is a bad copy of Donald Trump. He tries to copy Trump in everything.
Brazil's electoral court says the machines are secure.
The system has more than 30 technological barriers, security barriers. It uses the most modern mechanisms of cryptography and digital signature. And is considered one of the most secure electoral systems in the world.
Political analyst Sérgio Praça says that sparking this controversy is dangerous for Brazil's democracy.
I think that President Jair Bolsonaro is doing this because he won't accept the result of the election if he loses. And so he needs an excuse, he needs a narrative. He needs to tell a story about why he lost and who is behind this, and if there's a judicial conspiracy, a leftist conspiracy to put him out of office.
But recent polls show that 7 out of every 10 Brazilians still believe in the electronic voting system, which was first used in 1996 and only 4 years ago facilitated the election of President Bolsonaro himself. Monica Yanakia, Al Jazeera, Rio de Janeiro.